My name is Jim Phillips. I am Native American. My name in Lakota is Shugamiat Tatonka, our traveling dog. I wrote a series of essays on Native American culture to help my people. They use them in spiritual schools, in ghettos, in prisons, and even in schools that were run by Indians, not by white culture. The title of the little booklet that I wrote is an introduction to the thoughts and customs of the American Indian. And I tried to write down the very soul of our people to remind and call back to the Indian people of the culture that they once made them a proud and a efficient people that held them together. After the white settlement of America, the Indians were displaced, basically with ethnic cleansing and genocide. I don't think any place in the world ever, any other place, was as bad as what happened here to the Native American people. One of the things that really destroyed them is it took their culture away from them, their language away from them, and made them wards of the state and dependents. And this just killed their souls and what they were, and alcoholism, drug abuse, and just a horrid lifestyle. The Indian schools were actually Indian prisons for young people. One of the things it said right when you went in school, kill the Indian and save the man. They wanted to destroy our culture, and in destroying that culture, they destroyed the whole philosophy of a people and their lives. There's a term in political science called balance of power. Now, this lesson is called The Balance of Life on Mother Earth. This is lesson number 17. There's a term in political science called balance of power. This political military term means that all of the nations in the world, there are about three different basic sides to be affiliated with politically and philosophically. There are the Muslim philosophy, which is a church-state philosophy, which believes in conquering until the whole world is a Muslim caliphate. The democratic or free enterprise system, where most of the world is ruled under what we call democratic socialism. In America, it's democratic capitalism, or literally a republic, not really a democracy. And then we have, in this democratic capitalist system, you have free enterprise. And then we have the communist bloc nations that have really never worked because of greed and power. Now, for the world to remain in a state of peace and safety, these nations need to be equally balanced according to the opposing parties. For example, when President Nixon was in office, he saw a real lopsided balance of power in the communist world. If you combine China and Russia, the United States would be outnumbered and the balance of power would be tilting to the communist side. Not only that, but much of the communist side, they were supporting the Muslim world. And even though the Muslims are not communist, but the Muslims were the communist system was taking over Muslim nations, mostly because of the great oil reserves there. Now, since you understand, and I hope a little more about this term I'm using, let us go back to the basic life on this earth on which we live and breathe and live out our individual lives. When God Our grandfather created this earth with every living and breathing thing on it. He created it in perfect balance. Every living thing on this, our Mother Earth, is important and has its balance or its place in the balance of biotic life. Animals inherently follow the will of God in their place and in their sphere of life. Animals inherently know that man must learn. Animals inherently know what man must learn. But man thinks he is more intelligent than the Creator and is constantly trying to improve what is already perfection. Have you ever had to replace a cement driveway because your neighbor's tree is tearing up and busting the cement? Well, the tree is just following orders that have never been revoked. This dumb little tree is just trying to reclaim that artificial smooth ground and make it to where it can produce life again. God did not create cement. Mankind did. And the earth has the power in itself to restore that balance of power back to normal. If mankind continues to destroy this balance of power, the earth will destroy him with the toxins and poisons he has created. Mother Earth can and will take care of herself. She will shed mankind like a snake sheds dead skin, and she will rejuvenate and make life again that which has become dead. Make alive again that which has become dead. God created fire. Fire rages through the forest and destroys all that which is dead. It kills the abundance of fleas and ticks and mosquitoes and reclaims the land for new life. The land is reborn. If we're going to live on this earth, we are going to have to follow some rules, the balance of power of life. Now, the Native American, when the Anglo-Saxons came to this land, basically during the Columbian Exchange, which is Columbus, Columbus did not discover America. America was discovered by the Native American people when God divided the earth. Many people came and visited here, but Columbus brought with him disease and took many of the genetically engineered vegetables and fruits from this land to Europe, where they were starving, living on barley and wheat. The tomatoes, the potatoes, beans, many things that we think is corn. Europe didn't have any corn at all. Europe now couldn't live without corn or beans or tomatoes or potatoes. But at one time they didn't have any of these things. These are all genetically engineered foods by the Native American people. Most of mankind today lives on a false balance of biotic life. People live in such an artificial world that they are afraid of the natural world. They call it a wilderness. It is only a wilderness to the outsider and the foreigner. When they visit the natural world, they tend to try to change or destroy it. They cut down trees just to watch them fall. They set the woods on fire. They blaze new trails where there were trails already there. They kill animals just to see them die. And how big a hole they can blow up in them with their new guns. People can learn so much from their animal brothers if they would learn to listen and watch them. Man was placed upon this earth as a predator at the top of the ladder, and a caretaker of all of earth and her inhabitants. Eat what you kill, catch, don't fish or hunt otherwise. If you don't eat it, don't kill it. Respect what you kill, for it has given its life to you. An animal, every breath it took, every bite of food it ate for you if you kill it. Its whole existence was for you, and it gave its life for you. People in the cities are so far removed from their food that they think macaroni grows on bushes and that bread is there for the picking in the fields called Rainbow or Mother Sarah, that hamburgers come from cows that do not live and feel. Everyone should have to go to a slaughterhouse and once see his food die and bleed for him. Only then will he pray before he eats and thank that animal for its flesh that helps him to live. For a God who nurtured that animal while it lived and it gave its life for you. Do you not know that man is not healthy eating domesticated meat? Because the animals have been so domesticated to taste just right and to have just the right cuts of meat, there are things in this meat that are not good for you. So many people have become extremists and become vegetarians. Mankind is an extremist by nature. This extremist nature must be kept in balance by logic, good sense, and observation. Learn to sit down and think and observe. It is a good trick if you can do it. Man must go back to the real standards of balance to be healthy. When man comes back to balance, then the earth will be healthy again, and this one can then live a long and healthy life. America today is ruled by oil and insurance companies. They are raping the land, many other lands in foreign countries, for they call cheap energy profit. People do not starve to death because of famine and disease. People starve to death because of other men's greed. Grandfather put enough food on this earth to feed and keep healthy every individual living here. But greed starves many to death each year. We hear in the news about the iron curtains of the Soviet nations, which are real. Under pain of death, those people are kept in their countries by guards and barbed wire and fences. But have you ever heard of the impregnable curtains of bureaucracy and greed which hold people in these starvation and slaughter pens where they are dying daily? The unwillingness to share the wealth of Mother Earth is what causes starvation. I have seen herds of cattle and sheep slaughtered and buried to keep prices up at the market. I have seen tons and tons of vegetables dumped into the dumps to keep the price produce to the higher profit margin. Profits are important. A man should be paid for his wages. But how much is a human life worth? What percent of profit is each life actually worth? How do you measure profit when it costs lives? I wrote about extremists before in this paper, but let's examine the issue further. On one side, we have the environmentalists. On the other side, on the other extreme, we have the capitalists looking for profits and wide margins. Wide profit margins. Which one of these groups is right? Or are they both wrong? Are they both just a little extreme? Let's look at the environmentalists for a moment and compare their good points and bad and try to find the balance. Environmentalists are concerned about the earth. They say the earth is dying. We have pollution problems. The ozone is disappearing. Those statements are true. They also say that animals are being forced out of their natural habitats, and they are many near extinction. These statements are all true. But to understand the balance of nature, you can't look at the solution through prejudice, or you will not be able to solve the problem. The environmentalists have stopped the killing of mountain lions in California. Now California is overpopulated with lions, and the environmentalists don't even want lions to be hunted again. Now the deer and the mountain sheep are getting scarce. All things must be kept in balance. The lion's only predator is man, and unless man hunts the lion with respect and balance in mind, the balance is eccentric. Most environmentalists don't have the slightest idea of what hunting for food is. If they don't see a lion when they go for a hike in the forest, they are afraid there aren't any lions left. Well, a man won't generally see a lion in the wild unless they are so overpopulated that they become overly brave while searching for food. The true balance isn't in this philosophy. Now let's look at the capitalist for a while. Profit in itself is not a sin. It's not wrong. Why would anyone be in business if he could not make a profit? I have seen oil companies shut down oil wells to create a false oil shortage. I have seen this falsely inflated economy cause electricity and power bills to skyrocket, and old people and the poor freeze to death in winter and die of a heart and stroke in the summer. Because oil companies want higher profits, they not only make a killing on prophets, but they take human lives also in this criminal action. I have seen wind farms and solar plants shut down because the oil companies were losing profits since they weren't selling enough oil. This is a crime against the United States government and its people. Native people have been teaching the balance of nature for thousands of years, but people just don't think there is anything that can be learned from the dumb, uncivilized savages that genetically created their foods and that created the Great Plains, that burned down the forest in the Great Plains and made them the Great Plains, that drove the buffalo all the way to the East Coast, because the buffalo, you don't have to worry when they calve. They take care of themselves. That's what God created. In summation, I counsel you to begin to listen to nature. Keep in mind the balance that God had in mind when he created this earth. Listen to Mother Earth. Listen to her with balance in mind. Deal with each issue, not as an isolated cause and effect, but with all things in consideration. If you are worried about the extinction of lions, cut down on the hunting in that area where they are scarce. But first, make sure they are scarce. Just because you don't see a lion doesn't mean they aren't there. Lions and bear are very evasive creatures in their natural habitats, and keep that in mind. I also counsel you to start listening to the teachings and customs of the native people. For we are the ones to whom Grandfather gave this land to care for and respect. For thousands of years, this land remained unpolluted and habitable without the help of scientists, environmentalists, and capitalists. For thousands of years, civilized mankind lived in perfect harmony in this land without disturbing the balance. When the conquerors came and took possession of the land, it was just like it was the day Grandfather gave it to us many thousand years before. It had not been used up. Can Europe say that about her land? Should civilization be stopped? No. But what is called civilization needs to learn how to live with the land and not destroy it and use it up, because there is no place else to go when we use this up. Where are the wealthy capitalists going to go to spend their money when they have no place else to live? When there is no longer air to breathe, where are they going to buy it? Will you have to live in a cage to breathe? How many thousands of years will it take to rebuild what has already been destroyed? Or will Mother Earth shed mankind like the serpent sheds his old skin and live on without man-made pestilence? She will live on. Do you want to live with her, or are you that old skin that will be shed and laid aside? The choice is yours. We live now in a world that global warming has really changed the land since I wrote this book. Yet 50% of the people in America don't believe that global warming is a fact. They deny it, and they propagate it. The oil companies spend millions of dollars to tell science to say there's no such thing as global warming. Well, it's a fact. We see the weather extremes. We see the areas that the temperature has raised 20, 30 degrees. I've seen that with my own eyes. Yet people want to deny that it is reality. What do you do about it? The scientists know how to stop it now. They can go up and put a lot of dust in the ionosphere. But that might make it too cold again. The polar caps, the high mountains, the glaciers are melting. Well, we need to live in balance on Mother Earth, or she will shed us. We need to learn. We need to be able to learn what a human life is worth. How much money is one human life worth? They can tell you today. But to God, God created man in his own image, in his spiritual image, his glowing likeness, and his sovereign image. God gives man and animals sovereignty. He gives them volition. Angel spirits had volition. All these things have volition. What are you going to do with your volition? Are you going to listen to the hyper-capitalists? Are you going to listen to the hyper-environmentalists? Are you going to listen to the hyper-Republicans or the hyper-Democrats? What are you going to do? Are you going to think for yourself? Learn down and put your thinking hat on. These things the grandfathers have handed down to us and taught us, we share them with you now. May God bless you with these words and help you to think in balance of life. Shukamiyata Tonkin.